Why pray? Why do we pray? Why should I pray? These questions have been asked by believers and non-believers for centuries. Some argue that if God is omniscient, then God knows all things, including all our needs, desires. So why speak them in prayer? God also knows every human suffering, every act of violence, injustice, war, and hatred. So why petition God to help with the tragedies of the human condition? God already knows all about it and understands it better than we do. God also knows the future. So why pray about what lies ahead? Things that might happen or might not happen. God knows whether they will or not. And God certainly doesn't need our praise, our gratitude, even our repentance. And why do we gather to pray? Why do we gather for liturgy? How does that serve God? Especially when much of what we do and say and hear and sing and pray about here doesn't always translate in how we live when we leave here. Now, before you all get ready to get up and leave, or start thinking that it's a waste of time to be here, let me tell you why I'm here and why I pray. I pray not because God needs it. I pray because I need it. I pray for my sake and for the sake of others. I pray because voicing our praise and expressing our needs and offering our thanks helps me know who I am before God and before all of you. We pray not to inform God of anything. We don't pray to advise God as if we were wiser and smarter or more compassionate than God. We pray so that our own minds and hearts and souls are more sensitive to the many ways that God tries to reach out to us. We pray as a way of developing trust, acknowledging that none of us is the center of the universe. We pray to surrender ourselves to our Creator, our Redeemer, the one who gives us life and saves us from death. We pray because we are loved, and frankly, it is impolite to ignore those who love us. We talk to, we listen to, we spend time with those we love. And no one loves us more than the God who made us. Our prayers do not always have to be tidy or formal. No one time of the day is better than another to pray. Pray at midnight, or dawn, or midday. Pray when you're happy. Pray when you're sad. Pray when you're angry and fed up. Pray when things just couldn't be any better. Use words or silence. Pray from memory or from your own thoughts. Always keeping in mind that prayer is not a monologue. It's a dialogue. So it needs to be punctuated with pauses and silences so that God has a chance to speak or plant a thought in our minds. Jesus knew that his disciples would need that same relationship with God that he had. So he taught them to pray. He taught them a simple prayer, one that we still pray, one that we teach to our children. It's a simple, honest, and profound prayer. But it's not the only way to pray. But it's a treasured prayer because it came from the Lord himself. That prayer tells us that God is always present. We can trust God to provide for us, to forgive us, and to care for us. You may have noted in this gospel that Luke's version of the Our Father is a little different than the one we learned, the one from Matthew, the one we recite at every Mass. The fact that it's a little different is also a hint on how to pray. We shouldn't get hung up over formulas or particular phrases, but taking prayer so much to heart that we can all use our own words or no words. It's very important to notice that this prayer, this Lord's Prayer, begins with the word our Father, not my. The Lord's Prayer is always communal. Communal prayer, even when we say it alone. It's a recognition that every human being who ever lived and who will ever live is as dear to God as I am. The Lord's Prayer is not some all-purpose throwaway prayer. It's the prayer of the Christian community. It expresses our basic beliefs that God is our divine parent, our Father, but also very much like a nurturing mother who loves us unconditionally, gives us life, provides for our daily bread, feels every hurt in our lives, and like a good mother, has big hopes for our future. The Our Father also reminds us that every human being is a sister or brother. The Lord's Prayer assures our forgiveness by God, our protection from evil, our final salvation by God alone. And finally, if the Our Father does not include everyone, it's not the Lord's Prayer.